Hi everyone, welcome back to Do With The 101 Podcast. I'm Mizuki.
And I'm Aira.
So this episode is going to be the last episode for 2023. We have two weeks left, but we're going to lay low next week. So this is going to be the last episode. And since, you know, it's the last episode, what do you call it? Like a 2023 wrapped type of...
Like recap?
Yes, recap. Yes, that's the word that I was looking for. So today's episode is going to be a 2023 recap of course, our podcast and also, like, just some random things, like our favorite
films. K-dramas.
Yeah, K-dramas, movies, perhaps books, and our favorite, like, episode of this year. So yeah, it's going to be a fun, very chill, laid back episode, and hopefully you guys can listen to it and kind of chill, you know, not some heavy, like, you know, study abroad episode. So I hope you enjoy it. So yeah, first we're going to look back at our top three 2023 episodes from our podcast, top three favorites, right, from you guys, and kind of like talk about, I don't know, kind of like do a recap of those three episodes, I guess.
Yeah,
we were just talking about, like, it's surprising that the top, not even like the top three, the top, like, at least like 20 episodes are episodes from this year, which was kind of surprising for us. Because, like, you know, I think it's, I don't know, like, the older the episode is, the, like, the higher up it'll
be.
Yeah. But surprisingly, it was all from, like, this year. So I guess that means we're doing a pretty good job.
We did a great job.
Yeah. So the top three episode.
Should we start with the number three?
Yes.
So the number three within the top three episodes is the... Our Struggles with Language Learning, 英語習得10年以上の悩み episode, which we recorded on May 24th.
Yes, and like a park.
Oh, yeah, Yokohama. That's the one.
Yeah. Oh. I really enjoyed, like, recording at the park, actually.
Yeah.
It was refreshing.
So we were talking about, like, our listeners' favorite and our favorite. Mm-hmm. Could be different. So Mizuki-chan was like, what was your most favorite episode in this year? And I was like, oh, that's the one we recorded in the park.
Same.
So that's the one. Okay. Yeah. That was a little bit awkward, but at the same time, it was fun.
You mean like recording in public?
Yeah.
I mean, we found this like perfect place where we were like surrounded by all these like bushes. So, like, even if it's, like, even when it was, like, a this big park, open park, where everyone's having, like, this little picnic-y things, you know, out in the field, we...
And it's, like, Saturday or Sunday in Yokohama, and, of course, like, there are, like, so many people, and, like, there are, like, some festival going on, and, like,
Like, it was a dog festival, so, like, a lot
of... it was a dog festival.
A lot of dogs barking. And, which, you know, like, it's... We're the one who's, like... wanting to film there, so like we're not complaining, like they can do whatever they want, but it was still like chaotic because a lot of dogs are parking, a lot of families, so a lot of kids were running around, so we were trying to find a place where we can kind of hide because like if it's just a camera and like two little mini mics, then I think that'll be better, but we have like these like big ass mics.
Yeah, and like laptops.
Yeah. So like people are gonna like, you know, find it a little weird, I think. So we were trying to find like this private space where no one can see us. And we were like, you know, walking around the park. And then we stumbled upon this like secreted area. Well, we just stumbled upon this like area where like literally no one can see us. Cause like it was, there was like a bush right in front of us. Like, not 360, but like 180. And like people were like sometimes like walking past us behind our back. So like we were like, oh, perfect. So we just sat down there and did our episodes, two episodes. And that was fun. I really enjoyed it. It was good visual wise too, like for the video.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we should do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's too cold now.
I know. What was the other episode? that we recorded at the park?
The roommate one.
Oh, the roommate one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would say I was proud about this episode. When yeah. I like came up with this topic, I was like, oh, you know, that could be a good topic to talk about, you know?
Hmm.
So I really
it's not like sensitive at all, but like it's kind of like hard for not like everyone to like reveal the struggles. So
yeah, for me it wasn't like hard to talk about it. It was more like I was worried how this episode could be perceived because you know we're both very privileged and like we both can speak English fairly fluently.
Mm-hmm.
And we both have like experience abroad. So I was kind of worried how people will take this episode and be like, we don't care about your struggle, you know?
Oh, yeah. I didn't have that kind of like worriness, but it's kind of like shame to say this for like some of our listeners kind of like admire us, like in terms of like English speakers from like Japanese point of view. And so like, yeah, I thought like how listeners will take this episode because we do have some struggles, even though like people think us as a like
the goal, I guess.
Yeah, the goal or like what was the word?
Perfect? What?
No. The role model.
Yeah.
Sort of. So.
That's true. I mean, I don't know. Like, I feel like knowing that your role model isn't perfect and they also have their, like, struggles and flaws.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I feel like it'll help you to kind of realize that, oh, they're human as well, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we actually uploaded this, like, whole videos on YouTube and we got some comments as well. And they're like, oh... We didn't know that you guys have those struggles, even though like you guys speak English so fluently. Then I was like, oh yeah, we do have some struggles as well.
Of course we do. We're not native speakers, you know.
Yeah,
English is still our second language, and even when like recording episodes, like I choke on some words, and like I don't know, I get nervous sometimes still, like recording episodes and. I don't know, when I get nervous, I still have to try sometimes to not sound awkward, if that makes sense. So, you know, we're still learning, we're still growing. So I think that was a good episode to kind of showcase how even when you're like studying English for like over a decade, it's still an ongoing journey, if that makes sense. Yeah. You know what I want to do this episode? I want to try and not say like as much.
Oh yeah, I know.
Because we both overuse the filler word like, and it's
well,
like
even in Japanese, like we use nanka like so often. That's kind of same
nanka or like eto
nanka. Yeah, nanka.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad thing that we overuse like. It's just how we talk. We can't like change it. But like, see, I said it already. But when I'm like. Making like reels and stuff, I get so annoyed that I like overuse the word like because I have to like put it like in between every single word and I'm like, oh my god, can you not?
You know, you already used like 4 times in this.
Did I? Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind. Dude, it's too hard.
I know. But it's like, you know, like daily conversation, so it should be fine.
Yeah. Okay, so second place was in Japanese episode, surprisingly. It was 海外就職しなかった理由.
Deep.
Honestly, this episode like rose up to the top pretty quickly.
Oh yeah.
So I was like, what is going on? What is going on? Like every day, like it got so many like listens. And I was like, is this what people want to know? Or is it just like, are people like discovering it for some reason? Like not our listeners, but like someone who doesn't really know us, like discovered this episode and like it got more like listens than other episodes. I don't know.
But that was the question I frequently ask from my followers. So yeah, people wonders why you didn't get job abroad.
Yeah, surprisingly. I didn't think people were gonna be curious, honestly. Maybe the title was good. Like, it was a good title. Because I didn't know how to, like, name the title. So I remember asking you, like, この episode ってどうタイトルつけたらいいと思う? And you were like, 海外就職しなかった理由でいいんじゃない? みたいな。And I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's great. Simple is the best.
スッと、なんかすごいスッとした感じがした。
Oh.
Oh, that makes sense, みたいな。Yeah, so maybe the title was good and, like, our non-listeners, like, discovered this episode and it got... popular for some reason. Yeah, I don't really have much to say about this episode.
Yeah, same.
Go listen to it if you haven't. It's an alright episode. We gave our reasons, and I guess it's because people often assume that we love abroad and
Do
we
they?
Don't like Japan. Or not like we don't like Japan, but like, you know,
I don't
we
think
love
so
abroad. No,
yeah, I think people wonder, like, why? Because, you know, we graduated from, like, kind of, like, top university in Canada and Japan, right? And we can speak English friendly. Then why people would wonder, like, why you guys didn't get job in abroad? Because, like, you did have a chance to have jobs abroad, right? I mean, you as we, so...
I don't know. Like, it's not complicated. It's a very simple answer. Like, I just didn't want to.
Yeah.
Like, I like Japan way more than people think I do. And that's just the reason. Like, my family is here. I want to be close to my family. I mean, yeah, Japan has a lot of things to improve. Like, we're not the best country in the world, but... it's a great country to live in, and I was born and raised here, and I don't know, I'm comfortable here, so I just don't really feel like leaving as of yet. And if you look at the world right now, it's pretty fucked up, and I'm like, oh, the more I get older, the more I look at the news, the more I realize what is going on in the world and who is controlling what, I get icked out by some of the things that I was idolizing when I was younger. And I'm like, oh, the world is so cruel. And we were, like, looking at the world with, like, looking abroad through this, like, rose-colored glasses and thought, like, oh, like, the American dream or whatever. Right now, like, I don't really see it as that anymore. So.
But I don't think, like, our listeners see the world in that big picture.
What big picture?
Like, more political issues or, like, how Japan is peaceful or not. But I think because, like, most of our listeners have experience studying abroad or, like, have chance to go abroad as an exchange student, right? So in Japan, like, it's kind of, like, one of the, not common sense, but, like, how do you say, like, social reputation that, like, if you spend a year or more in the abroad, you have a chance to have a job in abroad as well. Like, people will say, like, no, you should go abroad. Like, you don't have to stay in Japan, like, because you have a chance to do that. So people will maybe consider start having a job in abroad. But, like, then people back to, like, our status right now that we stayed in Japan, like, after came back from States in Canada, so people wonder, like, why we didn't have job in abroad. It's not like political issues or like
it's not political issue. It's just that's mainly why I don't feel like going abroad right now. That's just my reasoning, not why people think that I stayed in Japan, you know. A lot of people still think that I live in the States. And sometimes when I post on my story, they're like, oh, are you in Japan right now? Are you back? And I'm like, oh, I live here. Like, a lot of people assume that I live in the States.
Do you still feel like you want to stay in Japan for, like, next 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I mean, I don't know.
Or like, next year. Next year.
Next year, I'll be in Japan. Yeah.
But what about in 2 years?
I don't know about 2 to 3 years. Two Why? Years, I can see myself here. But in 3 years, I don't know. Because, you know, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. Mm-hmm. It's not just me too, you know. I have my boyfriend as well. True, and like, you know, it's complicated.
Is that the only reason?
Is that the only reason that I want to go? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, then.
Yes, yeah. That's the only reason.
Yeah, okay, okay.
If I didn't have an American boyfriend, like, no, I wouldn't want to live in the States at all.
I see.
Yeah, it's not. Because, you know, I don't know. I'm not going to go political here. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on. So, for first place, we have Growth Mindset for Language Learning, 語学習得の秘訣, which I kind of expected, because I feel like a lot of people want to know, like, how. Because the first question that a lot of people ask is, like, how did you get to this level? So I kind of assumed that this was going to be a popular episode. Honestly, we didn't really get into, like, how. We shifted to, like, the mindset.
Yeah, to be honest, like, I forgot what I talked on this episode, though.
Yeah, like, we tried to, like, come up with things and talk about the things that helped us learn English. But we kind of shifted towards, like, the mindset you should have to learn languages, which is important, I think. Sometimes, like, I feel like mindset is, like, more important than, like, the actual methods that you take to improve stuff. So that's why I named it Growth Mindset for Language Learning, because originally we were going to talk about, like, methods. But yeah, it turned into a mindset talk. So
yeah, because the thing is, like, we can't really talk about the methods. Like,
yeah, I mean, I can, but it comes with our experience as well. Like, it comes, a lot of it is through, like, our experiences in high school and then our studying abroad as well. So
yeah, because we're not type of a person, like, who learned English through studying for TOEIC or AKEN. So
yeah. We were very much focused on, like, how do you say it? Not really, like, the method. When you hear about method, you think, like, you sit on your desk and, like, open some textbooks and, like, write down whatever. But that's not what we did. We did it through, like, just daily stuff. We implemented language learning into our daily lives, and that's how we kind of improved. So although we can talk about it, but it's also, like, kind of hard to talk about it, honestly.
Yeah, because we don't have, like, the mini textbook recommendations and so on. So
yeah, like, we don't have the name for the method, if that makes sense. It's not like we did shadowing or anything, right?
So mindset is the perfect for that episode. I mean, perfect word for the episode.
Yeah. We should probably do it, though, someday.
What do you mean?
Talk about our methods.
Oh, the method. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then maybe I should take TOEIC to figure out, like, what kind of method was suitable for me.
Yeah. I feel like it's really hard for you, especially because you were in that environment constantly, right? From middle school to college, you were in the environment. So I think that's why it's really hard for you to, like, talk about, like, the specific things that you did.
That's true. Yeah, but I think I talked about the clam school that I went, the juku.
You went to juku?
Yeah, to study the English grammar.
Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
And I used the method of shadowing and... That's it. Yeah, I talked in that episode as well, but, like, I didn't know that was a shadowing. So my teacher, like, told me to, like, read out, like, one page of the book for within, like, 1 or 2 minutes. Then is that shadowing?
Read a book?
Yeah.
それ速読じゃなくて?
No. 速読? Shadowing って何?
Shadowing is, like, you, for example, you're watching a TV show, and as the characters are, like, talking, you kind of, like, follow along those lines and, like, talk right after what they said.
Oh, then that's not shadowing. Dictation?
Like, 書き出すやつね。
そう。
You hear audios and then you, like, write down what they're saying.
Yeah. Maybe. Dictation?
Yeah. Dictation, yeah.
So I learned those
would miss it at the
juku. Is dictation hard though? Because like the speed doesn't make sense to me, dictation.
Yeah, same.
As you're writing down one word, I feel like they're saying like 10 words already.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that was the efficient method to study English, but like I learned all the grammars at the cram school because my school didn't teach me the grammar properly. So yeah.
We'll do it one day. We'll sit down and talk about our methods. We need to write it down. We need to like matomeru ne before talking about it.
Yeah, because next year, like I've been saying this almost every year, but like I want to start studying Korean. So
yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should find a method.
Do.
Yeah, to study Korean and talk about
I need someone to
that.
Speak Korean with. So. Mm-hmm.
And maybe take TOEIC for the first time ever.
Yeah, do that. TOEIC is just stressful. I don't like it. Mm. I don't like any exams, tests of that sort. So that was the top three episodes of this year. Thank you so much for listening to them. Let's talk about our favorite episodes from this year.
Sure. How many episodes do we record this year?
No idea. Like 35?
35?
40-ish? Wait. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh, there. I lost you. Sanju Nana, 37. Okay. My favorite episode to record was episode 68, Getting Into the Readings Period. Didingoski Naraniwa. I really enjoyed that episode.
I thought that's gonna be the your number one.
Yeah?
Yeah, because after like we finished recording, you were like, oh, this episode was so much fun to talk about. And
it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I got into reading this year.
Mm-hmm.
But when we recorded this episode, I was yet to like start reading. Mm-hmm. It was like right before I started like really getting into reading.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was really worried about this episode mm-hmm. before recording because like I don't know how I can contribute to this episode at all because I don't read. But this was when I was like starting to get interested in reading and I was like, mm-hmm. I really want to get into reading. I think I'm going to enjoy it. And then I recorded this episode and I was able to talk more than I thought I could originally. So I liked it a lot.
Mm.
I think this is like one of the reasons why, like one of the things that kind of pushed me into reading.
Whoa.
Like after recording this episode, I was like, okay, let's try.
I'm proud of myself being an influencer.
Yeah. Because like, you know, you wanted me to like read It Ends With Us as well. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, let's read and see how it goes. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was excited. I wanted to like talk about it too on the podcast.
Mm.
We haven't recorded that episode yet, but I really wanted to film like our thoughts on It Ends With Us. So
okay, I'll read it during the winter break.
Yeah. I need to reread it too because mm-hmm. I don't remember much.
Yeah.
So we'll read it and then we'll make a It Ends With Us episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but that episode doesn't even rank in like top 10.
Sad. That's okay. I had fun recording it, so that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't read Atomic Habits since then at all. Not even one page.
It's okay.
It's kind of boring.
Yeah, that book isn't like something that you think it's fun to read. It's like more like mindset book. So
I bet it helps. It's a really good book and it really helped a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I bet I'll like it if I read it, but it's really hard to go through a book that doesn't really have a storyline.
Yeah, and like if you're not like struggling with like having like constant habit in your daily life, then there is no reason to read a book.
True.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do need some help with habits.
Okay, then read it.
I do need help.
Never mind.
So I do want to read it, but, you know, very discouraged. Maybe I'll listen to the audiobook instead. We'll see, we'll see. Ooh, my favorite Japanese episode? I would say... Motive って何なんでしょうって episode. I think I enjoyed that. It kind of opened my eyes about motivation. Well, not really opened my eyes, but it made me realize the type of person I am. Like, what makes me motivate, you know?
My favorite was...
Are you having a hard time choosing because you have a lot or because you don't have any?
No. No, we have a lot. One of my favorite was the episode we talked about the, my, our favorite fast food chains.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, in terms like fun episode.
Yeah.
And yeah, because, you know.
The... We were so out of ideas.
Yeah.
I was like, let's just talk about fast food.
Yeah, because like, you know, most of our episodes is a little bit majime, so. How do you say majime in English?
It's a bit serious.
Oh, yeah, serious topics. Yeah. Like regarding studying abroad and English learning in general. So those chill episode is always my favorite. And
you don't have to use your brain either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Surprisingly, like these English episodes, we use our brain a lot. Like if I record like two English episodes back to back, I get so tired.
I know.
My brain gets so tired.
Yeah.
It's always fun to record a nonchalant episode.
In terms of like serious one, then maybe I liked... Oh, I liked the struggles episode. Our struggle was language learning, which was the third in our ranking. And yeah, I liked that episode as well. But to be honest, I kind of like dark episodes.
Like what?
Like Yamiki no Norikoe Kata episode. And the episode we talked about all the classes, assignments, and GPA in all the like important but like kind of stressful aspect of college life.
Because we can like look back to those times and feel like, oh, we came a long way, you know?
Yeah. So, and it's always good to like reflect all the memories, and we try to like come up with the advice or like the advice for the listeners, but like at the same time, those episode is being like our meditation, sort of, you know, to reflect.
It's like our therapy.
Yeah, therapy. To reflect our memories and our like feeling at the time. So those kind of dark episode is being our therapy, sort of. So I like those episode.
Yeah, same, same, same. It's funny. Like, people are listening to our therapy session or something.
Yeah.
All right. So, that was our favorite episode for this from this year. And let's step aside from Dugak 101 and do a little bit of fun recap of this year individually. We're not going to make it serious. We're just going to make it fun because we don't want to do serious. So... Ooh, let's talk about Spotify Wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have your Spotify Wrap?
Oh, my own Spotify Wrap.
Is there a Spotify Wrap that's not yours?
Yeah, there's the one for Dugak 101.
Oh, yeah, we should do that. I thought we were going to talk about like our own.
Yeah, we can do that. But like, should we start with Dugak 101?
Dugak 101.
Recap?
Yeah. True.
Yeah, maybe you can skip first, like, 5 pages, because it's just, like, the beginning.
Okay, we talked about your favorite episode, so we can skip that. 81% of your listeners discovered you in 2023. Oh.
What?
Most people start from, like, our first episode.
Yeah, the fun in time.
Yeah, I'm so embarrassed about that episode. Like, seriously? Like, the audio quality is so bad. How does it feel to have gone global? You were streamed in 51 countries. Japan was your top country. with 76% of your total streams. Which page are you on?
I'm on the very last page.
Oh. I'm going through each pages right now. Mm-hmm. You have the most new listeners in 1, Japan, 2, Australia, 3, United States, 4, Canada, 5, New Zealand. That's surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Your listeners definitely told their friends about you. Thank you so much. Your podcast rating was 4.7. Can you feel the love? Yes, we can. Yeah, some of our listeners came from like Instagram, because like they discovered our reels. That was sweet.
Because we started uploading reels often from this year, so thank you, Mizuki-chan, for creating reels.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
You're our top 10 podcasts for 2,644 fans. That's a lot for us.
I know.
You're a top 5 podcast for 2,226 fans. You're the number 1 podcast for 629 fans.
Whoa.
That is a lot. Yeah, we'll share like the last slide that we can download that Spotify gives us to our Instagram as a post. It's wild, because like when we first started, even getting like 100 streams was like a lot. I was like, whoa, 100 people listen to it is wild.
I know.
No, we have like a couple thousands listens.
Yeah.
A couple thousands of you guys listen to our episodes. And some of you guys like sometimes like DM us saying like, I listen to your episodes over and over again. At this point, like, I kind of like memorized all the things that you're saying. And I'm like, whoa. That's so cool.
Yeah. You know? You'll get A plus for
yes.
Our lecture, Nugaku 101.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I feel like this year, like, we've been like kind of like found.
Found.
Yeah. Found a lot. Mostly on Instagram, but like, yeah, because, you know, I talked about you, but like, my boss and colleagues found our Leos.
Yeah,
on Instagram and TikTok, so, and they're like, oh, that was you? And, you know, yeah.
Thank you so much for 2,029 of you guys who have our podcast as their number one podcast. And thank you for everyone who... It is wild. 629 is a lot.
Yeah.
We just started off as, like, two normal girls.
We're still normal, but, like...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we are normal girls.
You know? But we didn't expect to be listened from...
This like, much.
This much.
So. Yeah. Do you know sometimes we chart in, like, Korean charts?
Korean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Korean and... Doko dakke? Costa Rica dakke?
Costa Rica?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Like, we sometimes get on, like, foreign charts as well, which is really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But this year, we charted on, like, Apple Podcast, and we got, like, 6 or 7.
No, we got, like, 4.
4? Yeah.
Yeah.
In, like, education.
No. Society and culture みたいな感じの category の中で we got like 4th place, which is really cool.
I know.
But you know, it's really competitive, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all the other channels were like professional ones.
Yeah, they're like famous people.
Mm-hmm.
And they have like I don't know how to call it, but like the radio station, like TV podcast or something like that.
Yeah, broadcasted by the radio station.
Yeah.
So we're just like professionals. Two girls.
Here we are, like recording from home on Zoom, like filming ourselves on our phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And we often have to like stop recording in the middle of it and be like, ah, storage full.
Storage full. What is storage full?
Just wait. Oh my God. Like, we have to like delete or like move videos so that we have like storage on our phones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're like, okay, we can resume. Like, it's so like behind the scenes,
yeah,
it's like
cheap.
Pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's fine. It's okay. You don't have to, like, spend money to have a great podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's our Spotify wrap for Ryugaku 101. And thank you for everyone who tuned in, not only from Japan, but, like, from all over the world.
In Costa Rica.
In Costa Rica.
本当にコスタリカ?
Okay, no, never mind. We have charted in, like, Costa Rica? Costa Rica?
No idea.
I don't know how to say it in, like, an English tone, but, you know, Costa Rica. Multiple times, really.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe there's, like, one or two listeners from Costa Rica.
Maybe, yeah.
The person is, like, constantly listening our episode, and thank you from Costa Rica.
Thank you. And, like, in Australia, I think we charted in Australia, too, like, recently, which is really cool. So, thank you for everyone listening. I hope you keep listening next year as well.
Next year
as well. And, like, we're running out of ideas, really, truly. So, like, if you have any, like, requests, like, topic requests, please, please let us know in our Google form. It's always linked in the description or whatever. So.
Like, otherwise, we're going to do fast food favorite.
Yeah. Otherwise, you will get some, like...
Episode 2. Yeah.
Yeah. Please let us know. It could be serious. It could be fun. It could be whatever, really. Mm-hmm. So, let's move on to our personal Spotify wrap.
So,
I don't know if anyone is interested in it, but we're going to talk about it anyway. Because why not? What was your top artist? Or should I guess?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think you can guess that.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I can guess your top... How do you say it? Your top one artist.
Sure. I don't think you can.
Really? Mm-hmm. Is it not Le Sserafim?
No.
Is it like Yogaku?
No.
Huh?
J-pop.
Yeah. Did you say J-pop?
Yeah, J-pop.
Ah, then no, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was... Ebichu, 私立恵比寿中学.
Oh! Ebichu-ne.
Mm. So. The reason why... So I've been listening to Le Sserafim and IVE and other K-pop songs often. But the thing is, I made a playlist and I constantly listen to the playlist over and over. So that's why Ebichu is, I think, the top artist. Because in the playlist, like, one third of music is Ebichu. So. And what about my second?
Wait, can you give me, like, genre at least?
J-pop.
Is it like AKB, Keiretsu?
No. Surprisingly, all the five top artists were J-pop.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I think this Spotify, like, is not true.
See, like, same.
Yeah, because I've been listening to, like, NCT and Le Sserafim, like, so often, but, like, but my top songs, the Le Sserafim and other J-pop, K-pop, is ranked.
I know you like idols, right?
Hmm.
I don't really know idols. Are they in? Niju.
Niju? No.
Arashi.
Yeah, Arashi.
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 Arashi. Arashi, understandable. I like Arashi too.
Yeah. And my third was Nogizaka. And my fourth was Mischiru. And my fifth was Tokimeki Senden Bu っていう Tokisen っていう idol.
Very Japanese, ne?
Yeah, but...
But what?
But I don't agree to this ranking, because I feel like I've been listening to K-pop more than Japanese. I mean, J-pop. Mm-hmm. So maybe because of my playlist.
Probably it is because of your playlist.
Mm. I don't think this ranking is generated by the number of streams. Like,
that doesn't make sense.
The artist that you constantly listen in terms
maybe
of...
Maybe it's like Wariai, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
My top artist?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen my story?
No.
Okay, then guess. It's easy. It's a very basic list.
Basic?
for someone who like K-pop and yogaku, it's very basic.
Mm. So it's either Twice.
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah. It's always Twice.
Yeah, I feel like I saw your top five thingy last year.
And
the top was Twice.
Yeah, well. It's always Twice every year.
Okay, that was easy.
That was my second.
Second? LeSserafim?
Nope.
Oh, New Jeans?
No, it's not K-pop. Oh. It's a pop artist.
Ah, then Taylor Swift.
Yes. I got into Taylor Swift this year. It's surprising that like I didn't really listen to Taylor Swift until this year.
Mm. Yeah, she's been viral this year.
Yeah, and I got sucked into that.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to the concert?
No, I'm not. See, I didn't get into Taylor Swift until they already like closed down for the tickets, ticket sale or whatever it's called. So yeah, sadly no.
So the third, this left him.
No.
What?
Hilarious.
I was so confident enough to say that.
No, LeSserafim is on the list, but it's not third.
Oh. Is it K-pop?
It's all K-pop from now.
Then New Jeans.
No.
Oh.
New Jeans is not on the list. I don't really listen to New Jeans. New Jeans.
IVE?
No.
Boys group?
No, it's a girls group.
What?
They're all girls.
Huh? A mix?
No.
What?
It's a third gen.
Aespa?
No, that's fourth gen. Third gen.
Is it?
Yeah.
Third is Twice. Is it Twice third? Then...
Arujan. There's two groups. There's three girl groups that like kind of represent third gen. I mean, I would say four groups that represent third gen girl groups.
Kara?
Kara is second gen.
Twice. Yeah, Kara and Girls' Generation are the second.
Second, yes.
Okay, then Twice. Huh? JYP got Twice this year.
Yeah. There's Twice. There's Red Velvet. Oh. There's G-Idol. Not G-Idol. G-Friend. Girlfriend. Yoja Chingu. To?
What's the first letter?
It's B.
B?
Yes.
A, B? B?
A, B. B. It's the biggest girl group in the world right now, I would say. YG or YG?
Oh, Blackpink.
Yeah. Took you so long.
I was like, Big Ben?
Close enough.
Yeah, it's YG.
Close enough, yes. YG. So, Blackpink.
Yeah. Blackpink, yeah.
Yeah. I went to their concert in, like, I think April.
Mm.
So, yeah. When you go to someone's concert, you kind of constantly listen to them. True, so that's why Blackpink is on the list.
That was third. Yeah. Mm. And the first one? Is it not him?
No.
What? I've. Okay.
I've and LeSserafim.
Okay.
Don't be sad. LeSserafim wasn't even on your list.
That's so true. But LeSserafim was on the top songs.
Okay. Yeah.
Anti-Fragile was my third.
Not Unforgiven?
No.
Mm.
I like Anti-Fragile's.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Okay, top songs.
I don't think you know this song.
Try Me.
No. There is no way that you know this song.
Is it a Japanese song?
Yeah. It's kind of like funny that this song was the top. It's the song by Laruku.
Laruku?
Mm. Laruku and Shieru mitaina. あるじゃん?
Is that the name of the artist?
Yeah.
Rock band.
え、知らない？
知らない。
Oh.
Yeah, しかも、it's a very, なんていうの、I don't want to say old group, but...
Well, it's old.
Yeah.
Yeah. And next one was, like, to be honest, like, I don't know who sang this song.
Uh-huh.
I think it's Anisong.
Anisong? Like, anime song ってこと?
Anime song, yeah. And my kohai from work loves this song, and I keep listening to this song as well.
You got influenced.
Yeah. It kind of, like, motivated me to, like, do work. Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce this. Only my Lai Lugong. Lai Lugong.
English.
Well, it's a Japanese song.
Only my Lai Lugong.
Only my Lai Lugong. And it's Anison. And my kohai like keep singing this song in karaoke. And so that's why like I kind of like get into the vibe.
Into the vibe.
Mm-hmm. And the third one was, oh, it was Hype Boy.
Oh, New Jeans.
New Jeans. My first was Attention by New Jeans.
Oh.
Yeah. And my fifth one was Anti-Fragile.
Surprised New Jeans is not on your list. Top artist.
So I don't believe this ranking.
No, same. I don't believe it either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think it's accurate. Because, like, I listened to a shit ton of XG this year. So I can't believe that it's
weird,
not.
Because, you know, my top artist was Ebichu. Mm-hmm. And I don't have any, like, songs from Ebichu on my top songs list.
Yeah.
So that's
right.
Weird.
Yeah. I think I listened to XG more than Taylor Swift, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, huh? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, my top songs were... My top song was I Am by IVE.
IVE?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my life is out of down galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember listening to this that much, but apparently I did. Mm-hmm. I should say, like, I share my account with my sister. My sister uses my account as well, so I think she listened to it a lot, and that's why it's on the list. And then the second is Moonlight Sunrise, right?
Oh, twice?
Yes, twice. Again, I did listen to it a lot, but I don't think it should be on this second. Mm. And then third is Blackpink, Crazy Over You.
Oh.
I don't remember listening to it that much. You know, you like all the songs that you like, right? And then I just shuffle it. So I think that's why it came up a lot.
Mm.
It's not like I chose to like listen to this song mm-hmm. a lot, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then number four is Super by 17.
No idea.
Yeah. It's funny because 17 was on last year's list as well.
Mm.
And I was like, 食い込んでくるな、17と思った。ちょっとびっくり。
いきなり日本語。
Yeah, なんか I don't know why they're on the list. I mean, I do listen to 17, but I listen to other songs way more, so I'm like, okay, I guess so. But I think it's because of my sister, again. Mm. And then fifth is Unforgiven.
Mm.
Le Seraphim. I don't really like this song, though.
Forgiving.
Da-da-da-da. I like Anti-Fragile way more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't believe the ranking.
I don't.
I don't believe this like Spotify.
I don't either.
Thingy. Yeah.
I'm forgiven. I'm a villain. Okay. So that was our Spotify rap. Lots of K-pop. Lots of J-pop.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor Swift.
Some Taylor Swift.
But I would say like I listen to way more Western pop, yogaku, than K-pop this year.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I think they're on this list because I just kept listening to the one song. But other than that, I listen to yogaku more than K-pop this year.
Yeah, I've been listening to Rainy a lot this year, but like he wasn't even on my list. I mean,
Rainy
chart. Yeah.
Rainy.
L-A-N-Y.
Is it a K-pop artist?
No. He's a Western. I mean, I think he's from States or Canada. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think he's from States. Yeah, American pop rock band from LA.
Okay, moving on. So K-drama.
K-dramas?
I didn't watch K-drama at all this year.
Oh, yeah?
But I lied the other episode. I said like I didn't watch any, but that's a lie. I did watch some.
Oh, no, yeah, you watched that. We're talking about the K-drama.
Iruta Scandal?
Yeah, Iruta Scandal.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at like the Netflix list last night and I was like, oh, no, I did watch this. I guess I did watch some.
Yeah, yeah, I liked that dramas.
Yeah, I did like that too. I watched Iruta Scandal and The Good Bad Mother. I don't know what that is in Japanese. Yokumo warukumo hahaoya mitaina kanji. Yokumo warukumo datta hahaoya. No, he's a lawyer, ne?
A lawyer.
Like, he got into an accident and like lost his memory.
Mm.
Mm. It was emotional. Yeah, you should watch it. It was really good. Like, totemo naketa.
Yeah, I actually deleted Netflix account this summer. So
what?
since then, I don't watch any dramas on Netflix.
Why?
Yeah, like I didn't have that time to like watch dramas. Like I was so busy this summer, so like I was like, oh, that's kind of a waste of money.
Yeah, true.
To pay like 1,000 yen every month. Yeah, so I deleted account. And I was like thinking to like come back to Netflix after my work is getting like chill. Like my work never
got chill.
Never got chill. So yeah. Sadly, so
we have other forms of entertainment, so you don't really need to have Netflix.
Yeah,
I agree. Yeah, that's the only two like that I watched. Iruta Scandal to Yokumo Warukumo Datta Haoya. That's the only K-drama that I watched this year.
Oh, so the another Netflix K-drama that I watched was the See You in My 19th Life. Have you watched that?
See You in My 19th Life?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh.
We did not.
Oh, and I also watched this hotel drama.
Hotel?
Hotel. あの、Yuna. Yuna が出てたやつ。
あー、あのなんか、ホテルのなんか大富豪との
やつ。yeah,
yeah.
Oh yeah, King's Land.
I think like the first quarter of this year we did watch like some K-dramas, but like the rest we didn't.
Yeah, because I deleted my account. So there is no way.
Yeah, I watched The Glory too. So The Glory, Yokumo Warukumo Datta Haoya, and Iruta Scandal, and I recently watched Penthouse, so that's the only K-dramas that I watched. But I recommend the Yokumo Warukumo Hahaoya no yatsu. The Good Bad Mother. It was very emotional. That's our K-drama list. Or like our top K-dramas. Even though we didn't really watch any. Your favorite film? Film of the year.
Film of the year. Nandaro.
Tashikani nandaro. I went to the theaters twice this year to go watch Little Mermaid and Barbie.
Oh. Yeah, I watched Little Mermaid and Transformer and Mission Impossible, the newest one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And the AI movie, The Creature.
The Creature?
Creature?
Mm-hmm.
The Creator? Creator, yeah.
What do you think about The Little Mermaid?
It was okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, you know, like, it's kind of like classic storyline.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of get bored at the end.
It went true to, like, the storyline of the animation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Animation Little Mermaid. So
yeah, so there was like nothing new to me, but like all the songs and the visual in general was kind of like fun to watch, but
yeah.
Avatar this year? Avatar?
Avatar?
Oh, it's last year.
I've never watched Avatar.
What?
Is it good?
Yeah.
Really? I'm not really big on like those fantasy genre. Aww. So like, it looks interesting, but...
You should. Yeah. You should. I think it does D. That's O.
Same. But the only thing that I can think of is like Barbie and Little Mermaid. And I watched like the Red, Blue, and Royal Blue. Red, White, and Royal Blue on Prime. It's like based on this like novel.
What is that about?
It's about the UK prince and son of the United States president. And they fall in love.
Okay.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. So it's a LGBTQ love story. Mm-hmm. It was really cute. I liked it. Yeah, the only thing I can remember from this year is like I got so into The Summer I Turned Pretty in Summer.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched it.
I was so into it. Like, that's the only thing I can think of, like, throughout August.
Yeah, you were literally talking about that, like, on your story, like, every day.
Every day. I was like, I cannot wait until next week, you know?
Next week? Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Because of, like, one episode per week.
Mm-hmm.
I loved The Summer I Turned Pretty. I don't know if you like it, though. It's just a cliche teen romance. So, I don't know if you like those kind of stuff, but, like, I like a good, cliche, corny teen romance.
I will.
It'll be fun if you do, because we can talk about it. And that's one of the reasons why I started listening to Taylor Swift, because they used a lot of Taylor Swift songs as a soundtrack in the show. So, that and also, like, the Eras Tour kind of set me on.
Yeah, because the thing is, I'm not Amazon Prime anymore.
You're not?
So, yeah.
Oh, anymore. Yeah, I was trying to find some like fun Christmas movies to watch these days, but Netflix doesn't have a good selection. Disney Plus doesn't really have a good selection. I went on Prime last night, and they only had the holidays, and I already watched the holidays, and they didn't have like Grinch or Elf or any of those classics, and I'm like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's sad. They have it on Unicusto, but I don't have Unicusto. So. Yeah. Anyway, that's it for 2023. Thank you so much for listening throughout the year. And if you discovered us from this year, thank you for sticking with us and staying. We want to, like, kind of... I mean, we can talk about this in the next episode, which is going to be the first episode of 2024. But yeah, we want to like expand a little bit more on our topics, not just about like studying abroad, but maybe expand to like some, not self-help, but what do you call those?
Mindset.
Oh, yeah. Mindset.
Lifestyle.
Ah, yeah. Lifestyle, mindset, those kind of topics as well. And we do get some like comments saying like, it'll be great if you guys like expanded outside of studying abroad. So maybe we'll do that next year.
We'll try.
Yeah, we'll try. We're still evolving. Mm-hmm. So if you have any ideas, please let us know in the Google form. We would love to hear your opinions and have you involved in our episodes more often. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is it for 2023. I hope you have a happy holiday.
Yeah, happy holidays.
We're recording on the 24th, Christmas Eve, so I hope you have a happy holiday. Stay warm, because you don't want to get sick. Stay warm. Stay cozy. Yeah, I hope you have a great New Year's Eve, New Year's, and we'll see you guys next year.
Next year,
2024. Whoa. Bye.
Okay, bye.